It's a wonderful picture to see the whole family serve God together.
能够整家人一起真的是大的图画。
As you come in, you can see all the balloons, and we really want to focus on the family day.
我们看见这个气球啊，我们就要专注在这个家庭日里边。
I'm really, really glad to see the father, mother, and your children can come together and worship God together with the same voice.
我很高兴看见爸爸妈妈跟孩子可以一起的同一个声音来敬拜我们的主。
I remember when I was young, there was a once a week a family altar, like the way we all gathered together with my grandmother.
我记得我家有这个家庭的祭坛的时候，跟我的奶奶的时候。
And then I remember she would just pull out the songbooks. It was in red hardcover, and she would pull it out and she would sing and lead the whole worship in Shanghainese and Cantonese. It's a mix.
那我的奶奶就用这个上海话还是这个广东话，在带领我们这个一起的家庭的敬拜。
I still remember the song goes like this.
这个诗歌是这样子的。
我说一小时与救主同在，我内心有大改变，随时怜我与恩相助，生命量日日赐我。 I was in Hong Kong, but I remember it so clearly. That was a song I sang when I was very young.
我在香港那个时候，但是我很清楚记得这个就是我们唱的诗歌。
Well, the focus about this song was we spent an hour with the Lord, and then our heart would turn upside down. We would just glow from the inside out.
我们这个家庭的祭坛是大概一个小时左右，但是我们的心里边都是把这个荣光都发出来了。
And there were fragments of my memory that I remember I went to church with my parents and sitting down in the pew.
我还记得跟我的爸爸妈妈一起去上教会的时候，我们坐在这个教会里边。
I remember it was a long sermon, so I fell asleep and woke up, and fell asleep and woke up a few times, and the sermon still go on.
我记得这个讲到很长很长，我就睡着了，醒过来又睡，又醒过来又睡又醒。
Hopefully this will not be the situation today. I'm going to catch your attention as possible.
我希望今天不是这样子吧。
But I remember every time I observe my parents, they are so solemnly and focusing in the word of God.
每一次我看见我的父母的时候，他们是很专注来听到的。So
that was my brought up, and I hope that all of you second generation here who speak English, and really God will just capture your heart in the temple of the Lord.
这就是我自己的成长的经历，我也希望这里所有的第二代可以这样子的成长，经历我们的神。Yeah,
if you were here last month, we talked about the book of Daniel.
如果你在这个上个月在我们的教会，我们在讲这个但以理书。
Well, Daniel was almost like a hero because we all remember was he was thrown to the lion's den, and his three friends were thrown to the furnace, and of course they survived.
你知道这个但以理书好像这个英雄的书本一样，有狮子看啊，有火了，很多的事情发生的。
And what's the whole lesson about the book of Daniel? Because God is in control.
整个但以理书的中心点就是神在掌控。
Although the whole Israelites was captured, captivated by their enemies, far from Israelite and to the foreign land.
所以这些以色列人被掳到这个外邦之地。
It's close to 1,500 kilometers away from their hometown.
离他们的家大概1,500公里左右吧。
They were saddened by the captivity, and they are ripped off by their own identity.
他们被掳，这是很难受的事情，他们的身份都没有了。Yet
there were people and also young people survived, and they are so close to the Lord, so they testify in the foreign land.
那这些的年轻人，他们还是的心还是归主的，他们在这个异地里边还是见证神的恩典。
When I was young, my heart was captivated by this picture of Daniel. When I was young, although I'm young, I can shine for Jesus.
当我年轻的时候，我看见但以理的这个生命，我就被他的吸引了。我想我在年轻的时候也可以这样子为主发光。
And we studied the book about Daniel, and this month, today, we will start another chapter of Israelite history.
那这个月呢，我们要还是看以色列一些的历史。
We'll study the book of Nehemiah.
我们就看那个尼希米书。
Well, Nehemiah will be the turning point from the book of Daniel.
这个尼希米呢，就是从这个但以理书这个转捩点的。
If you see the book of Daniel, telling the story of Israelites going to one direction toward the foreign land. And the book of Nehemiah will see the whole 180%, you know, coming back to Jerusalem.
从这个但以理书，我们看见这些人被掳到一个异地哪里？但是从这个尼希米呢，我们看见这个180度的转变，回归到耶和华身上。
Well, Nehemiah, the book, chapter 1, this is the beginning of a national revival.
尼希米书第一章告诉我们，这个是国家的复兴的开始。
And the whole nation goes down to the pit, but it doesn't matter. It takes one prayer and one person to turn the whole nation back to God.
整个国家，这个整个民族跌到底的时候，自从一个人一个人的祷告，就可以再次起来了。
Nehemiah was the second generation. He spoke the language of the foreign land, the Persian.
尼希米是一个波斯的第二代的犹太人。
Just like many of us.
就好像我们这里很多人一样，对吗？
If your parents tell the story, they came from China, and when they landed here in Canada, and there you go, you were born in Canada, you're speaking a different language, English.
我们的父母是从国内过来的，那我们这边这一些呢，年轻人就是第二代，我们说的就是英语了。
Remember, your parents still speak in Mandarin, you understand Mandarin, but you speak in English.
那我们的父母都是说国语，我们都明白，但是我们自己呢，比较喜欢是讲英语，对吗？
And you grew up in Canada with all the environment and education system, and one day you get a job, a very good job.
我们在加拿大的环境啊，教育里边长大，我们有一天在加拿大也是要做工的。
This could be your story, but what about the story of Nehemiah?
那这个可能是你的故事，那是尼希米的故事是怎么样呢？
Nehemiah was also a young person. He shared a very similar story with you. Their parents grew up in Jerusalem, but their ancestors went to the foreign land. And there they were. They were born, and they spoke a different language, but they understand Hebrew. They speak a Persian.
就好像我们这边一样呢，这个尼希米呢，他是父母都是从耶路撒冷过来，他们讲的是希伯来文的，但是呢，他们可以听得懂，那他们自己讲的就是波斯的语言呢。
And Nehemiah grew up in a foreign land, and he got the education in Persia, and one day he rise up as the a very important official in the palace.
尼希米呢，就是在这个波斯这个国家长大，受这个教育。有一天，他是长大之后呢，就做一份很好的工作，就做这个酒政。
Okay, listen to this. Listen to this.
请听这个。
Nehemiah grew up in a foreign land.
尼希米长在这个异地长大。
Nehemiah grew up in a foreign country.
尼希米在这个异的国家长大。
However,
但是
However,
但是
his heart is with the people of God and with the Lord.
他的心是跟着神的人，神的心来走的。
His heart follows to a different nation, a different country at that time.
他的心还在另外一个国家，另外一个民族的身上。
He could have settled down in a foreign land, living a very luxurious lifestyle. However, his heart was with the people and with the Lord.
他其实可以只是在这个波斯那里住得安安落落舒舒服服就可以了，但是他的心还是跟随神的人，神的心。
Please don't estimate a young person.
请大家谨记，不要低估一个年轻人。
Never estimate a young person.
不要低估一个年轻人。
I know some of you live in this world, but your heart is with the Lord.
我知道你们虽然住在这个世界里边，你们的心还是跟随神的。
And God is looking for someone like that.
神就是在找这一些的人。
And also, in the beginning of the chapter,
还有在这个第一章哪里呢？
The Bible tells us that Nehemiah was in the citadel.
那你告诉我们，尼希米呢住在这个城堡里边的？
苏珊城。
苏珊城哪里？
Yes, when I speak in Mandarin, you speak in English.
That yes,
was a trick.
That was it.
Yes, 苏珊城王宫里边。
Yes, in the citadel of Susa.
那你记得这个苏珊城是什么地方吗？
And do you know what kind of city that is?
那在这个地方曾经有个牧师讲的这样一个故事。
And in that place, a pastor once told us that story.
他说呢，在国外啊，在外国的地方啊，现在有两个的 house。
And then he said, in the foreign land, there are two houses.
什么 house 你记得记不记得
What kind of house do you know?
王祖成牧师讲过你记不记得有两个什么屋
Do you remember what kind of house?
一个叫 winter house 一个叫 summer house 对不对
一个是冬宫一个是夏宫
苏珊城就是 winter house
The city of Susa 就是这个冬宫
苏珊城代表就是 winter house
这个 city of Susa it represents 这个冬宫
尼希迈尼希米在那个冬宫里面非常的舒服啊
and you know what Nehemiah was living such a good life in this city
世界发生什么事情没有关系我在王宫里面非常的舒服
whatever happens in the world who cares he's having a good time in this palace
看的都是一流的吃的都是一流的
Whatever he sees, whatever he eats, it's all first class.
但是他没有把这个的 winter house, 这个冬宫呢来降低自己内心的温度
But then he did not allow that winter palace to lower the passion in his heart.
虽然他人住在这个苏珊城的冬宫但是他把这个冬宫变成一个祷告的殿 He turns a winter house into a prayer house.You understand that? That's my whole point, the first point.
这是我的第一点。
第一点，尼希米是个年轻人，他住在国外，但是他的心是跟他的同胞一起的。
The first point is Nehemiah is a young person. He lives in a foreign land, but his heart is with the Lord.
虽然他住在这个苏珊城的冬宫很舒服 ,winter house, 但他的心没有改变他的心把这个冬宫变成一个祷告的地方。
Although he lives comfortably in a winter palace, but he did not allow that to take over, but rather he turned it into a house of prayer.
复兴的故事要发生了。
The heart of our father's story is going to happen.
整个的国家开始改变。
The whole country is revolving.
是因为尼希米一个人的祷告。
It's because of the prayer of Nehemiah.
他怎么祷告呢
？How does he pray?
他的祷告是这样的。
This is how it goes.
我们一开始看到第四节。
Let's look at verse four.
第四节看做什么了
？What does verse four say?
第四节说呢，尼希米听到他远方的家乡里面城墙倒了，那些人受到羞辱。所以他就坐下哭泣，然后哀哭几日。
What happened was Nehemiah heard from his brother about the rubbles and the bad news of what happened in the city back home, and because of that, he sat down and wept to the Lord.
那尼希米大可以不动情，只是说太可怜了那些人，怎么办
？He could have just said,
太同情他们，太可怜了，住在这个皇宫里面，他们太可怜了。
He could have just said, Oh my goodness, so sad about them. That's just too bad.
很多时候我们在远方的消息我们听来都觉得说、哦、太可怜了。
Maybe many times when we heard about news from far away, all we can say is that it's just too bad.
但是很少人住在很舒适的地方听到别人有灾难他自己在哭泣的。
Very few of us who listen to the bad news from far away we would sit there and wept about that news.
What hits the heart?
他的心在哪儿
弟兄姐妹，我们的 heart， 我们的心里面有没有有一些的事情让我们是感觉到哀伤？是别人的事情，但是我们自己哀伤了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, are there any news from other people that concerns us and actually grieves our hearts to the point of weeping?
我们要看为什么尼希米有这样的一种的情，有这样的 passion， 有这样的一种的情绪在里边。
We need to see how come he has the kind of passion, that kind of emotions in him.
这种的情不是。不光是人与人的情。
This kind of passion is not just from one human being to the other.
我们听到别人有苦难，我说，哎呀，我同情他。
Or maybe we say, oh, this is so sad on you, and I sympathize you.
但是这种情是极度的忧伤，心里都破碎了。
And this kind of passion, this kind of feeling, it grieves our heart.
我们知道尼希米这样的情不是人的，是神来的情。
This kind of emotion from Nehemiah is not just from another human being, but from God.
所以我讲到第一个是祷告中必须有的情，这个情不是说我们用情去 感动上帝，去用情去操纵上帝，好像我们操纵别人一样。我一哭，我妈妈就给我东西了，我一哭，这个人就给我了。我不是用情去控制别人，不是这个情。
So when we talk about the heart that we need to have in prayer, it's not just about using our feelings to get other people's sympathy, but it's about using knowing what is on God's heart.
这个情是当一个人真正静下心来的祷告，他触到上帝的心里面，上帝的心破碎了，所以他也流泪了。
This kind of emotion comes from knowing the heart of God. When we know what's on God's heart, when God's heart is broken, there goes our heart is broken also.
年轻人，你知道你爸爸妈妈的心吗？
Oh, dear young people, do you know what's going on in the heart of your parents?
我记得有好几次有一些的爸爸妈妈来见我的时候是流泪的。
There's been a couple of times when the parents come and see me, they were actually shedding tears.
他们的儿女让他们的心都碎了。
Their children have broken their hearts.
但是儿女却不知道。
But then the kids don't realize it.
他们不领情。
They don't realize how good they were.
相反的，不知道感恩，还要攻击他的父母，还要嫌弃他的父母。
Not only were they not being thankful, but they were despising their parents.
父母来到我面前，整个心都碎了。
So when the parents come before me, their heart were so broken.
It's broken into rubbles.
整个心都破碎了。
他在你面前，他不一定告诉你，但是他在我面前，他心都碎了，就像瓦砾一样。
Maybe before you, they are not telling you anything, but in front of me, I can see that their hearts are all shattered to pieces.
有时候我们检讨我们自己做儿女的。
Let's just reflect on ourselves as children.
有些的时候做的事情真是太过分。
Sometimes we really have overdone it.
我也在讲我自己。
I'm talking about myself.
我们的态度。
Our attitudes.
我们的做法。
The way we do things.
太过分了。
It's just way over it.
我在上帝的面前，我对不起上帝，我也对不起我的父母。
And before God, I have sinned against God and have sinned against my parents.
你静心下来的时候，其实你在得罪你的父母，也在得罪上帝。
And actually, you have sinned against your parents and our God.
直到有一次我讲的话触动到我爸爸的情，我爸爸哭了。
One time I spoke some words and that actually broke my heart, dad's heart.
那一次我才知道我爸爸也知道我懂他的心了。那是什么内容呢？
And that time I know that my dad knows that I understand his heart. What was that?
那我们家里面移民在加拿大里面已经有一段时间了。
So my family has been here in Canada for quite a long while.
从我高中到大学，我都在加拿大。
From my high school years to my university, I was in Canada.
但是因为移民的关系呢，我父亲是唯一赚钱的人，他的语言、他的技巧在这里根本那个时候又是一个经济衰退，找不到工作。
Because of the immigration status and because of my dad's skills and everything, at that time it was hard for him to find a job here in Toronto.
然后他没有办法，他只好能够回到他的亚洲找他的工作，赚钱来养我们这些儿女去读书。
So actually, he had to return back to Asia to work there to earn a living for to sustain us and our education.
但是我有很多的态度是对他是不满意的。
But actually, I was displeased with him, and my attitude definitely shows it.
我觉得他为什么不为我们家庭的缘故牺牲他能够留在这里。
And I don't understand why he would not just stay here in Toronto and stay with us.
我们这些做儿子的长大需要一个父亲在我们身边，却没有这样的父亲。
As a son, I need a fatherly figure, but I didn't have that.
我当时很多的埋怨，很多的 complaint.
I had a lot of complaint against him.
但是有一天，我爸爸坐在那边，我好好跟他讲话的时候，我说了这样一段话。
But one day I was chatting with my dad and I said the following words.
我说爸爸，我知道如果我是你，我不一定做得那么好。
And I said, Dad, I know that if I were you, I may not have been such a good dad as you.
我知道你已经尽了一切你能够做的为我们这个家庭。
I know that for this family, you have tried your best.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
He broke down and cried.
他整个人哭起来了。
我没有看到我爸爸一次这样哗就哭起来了。
I've never seen my dad just broke out and wept like that.
一个男人不容易的。
For a man, it's not easy.
不是我故意要。
I'm not just deliberately doing that.
因为我真的抓到我爸爸的心，爸爸知道说我多么的不容易，虽然我是 imperfect， 但是我 try our best， 父亲有多么不容易吗？离开这个家。
I know that I have spoke right into the middle of the heart of what my dad is thinking. And although that he is imperfect, not imperfect, but he has tried his best.
以前这个儿子他们不懂，他们在埋怨我，现在他终于明白了。
Before the son did not understand, but finally now he understands.
当儿子明白爸爸的心的时候，他们的是心连心。
When the son, the heart of the son understands the heart of the father, their hearts connected become a heart to heart.
我百分之百抓到我爸爸的想法，因为我长大，我在他的位置，我又能怎样？
I understood him perfectly 100% what he was thinking. I know that if I were him, I would do the same.
如果儿女还要埋怨他，他心里更加的苦。
If I was just complaining about him, then it would be very grieving to him.
但是得继续的做，继续的供养他们。
But he still has to keep on doing what he needs to do.
那个时候我们是没有一大把钱，我们都是打工的。那个时候就是没有这个现在比较富裕一点哈，我们都是打工的。
At that time, he was just working for a company, so just earning an income.
那我要讲这个情是什么呢？
So what kind of passion am I talking about?
是天父上帝的心，他的情。
It's about the heart of God, the passion of God's heart.
但愿我们这些做儿女的呢？
May those who are children of God,
在祷告的时候
when we pray,
除了告诉爸爸我心里怎么想法
apart from telling him this is what I want,
我心里要什么或不舒服什么
this is what I need, this is what I don't like,
当我们祷告这样的时候，我们也要倒过来想天父的心是什么。
So when I'm praying, I need to go and think, what is the heart of our Heavenly Father thinking?
当时但以理的祷告
At that time, Daniel's prayer,
他抓到上帝的心,
he caught the heart of God's heart,
上帝的情,
the passion of God.
上帝的情跟他的理又连在一起的。
The passion of God is connected to the mindset of God.
因为圣经告诉我们,
because the Bible tells us,
他说律法的总纲就是爱,
at the end of all laws is love.
你以为律法是冷冰冰的吗？
Do you think that the law is cold?
律法就是要守的一些事情吗？
That it is just some rules you need to abide by?
他说律法的总纲就是爱，就是上帝的心啊。
At the end of all laws is the heart of God.
所以当但以理祷告的时候，抓到上帝的心。
So when Daniel prayed, he caught the attention of God's heart.
知道这些他的子民辛辛苦苦从埃及一直到这个应许之地，但是他们却背离了上帝，破碎了天父的心。
He knows that the Israelites from Egypt all the way to the promised land, but they have now deserted God and have broken the heart of God.
上帝的心都破碎了。
The heart of God was broken.
当我们看到这些耶路城墙这些的瓦砾的时候，瓦砾都散了一地。
When we look at all these rubbles all scattered on the ground,
不单是这些的人民在痛。
It's not just the pain of the people.
这些瓦砾是代表上帝的心都碎了。
It represents this rubble represents the broken pieces of God's heart.
试问有哪一个儿女在受苦，爸爸妈妈在那里哈哈哈哈？不可能的。
Any parents when they see their kids suffering and they go, they're just laughing it away.
神和他的子民是心连心。
God's heart is connected to His people's hearts.
但是我们这些做儿女的却不懂得天父的心。
But for us who are children of God, we do not know the heart of our Father.
但尼西米祷告的时候，连于耶稣，连于上帝的心了。
But when Nehemiah prayed, his heart was connected to the heart of our Father.
他坐下哭泣，哀哭了好几天。
And he sat there and started to weep for many, many days.
这是上帝的心。
That is the heart of God.
他也以祷告中间以理来祷告。
And in his prayer, there's also the mind of God.
他祷告一开始说：“上帝，你是大而可畏的神。”
And he said, "God, you are the God to be revered."
他说：“你要向爱你、守你诫命的人有几个字？守约、施慈爱，五个字。”
He said, "The great and awesome God who keeps His covenant of love."
你看到吗？这几个字里面有什么？守约。
Keeps his covenant.
好像一个合同，一个盟约，守约是礼。
It's like the contract we have with God.
是一个礼，写的清清楚楚的，大家有规范的，有你怎么做，我怎么做，这是叫约。
It's a logical thing, right? It's that's what we're supposed to do, what he's supposed to do. That's what we call a covenant, an agreement, contract.
后面上帝说, 我愿意施慈爱, 这是他的心, 这是他的情。
And then the Lord says, it is also a covenant of love with those who love him. That's the passion.
上帝是熟他的约,
so in the original translation, there those two words are interchangeable. Where God keeps his covenant, also God keeps his love.
上帝的情, 他的爱也就在他的约的里面。
And God's love is actually demonstrated in his covenant.
所以当但以理祷告的时候就说上帝啊你这是守约施慈爱的神。
So when Nehemiah prayed, he said, Lord, you are the God who keeps your covenant.
我们犯罪得罪你。
We have sinned against you.
我们罪的证据就在这些这些的里面, 因为我们没有守你的律法和典章和你自己的话。
And this is what our sin shows, because we have not kept the law and we have sinned against you. This is what happened.
因为上帝我们不尊重你。
Because we have not respected you, God.
不尊重你这种的罪是很邪恶的。
To not respect God, that is a big sin.
不尊重上帝, 让上帝的心碎, 这是我们儿女做错的事情, 求你赦免我们。
So we have not respected you and given you the rightful place. This is our sin. Forgive us, God.
当这个尼希米在悔改祷告的时候, 这是真正的悔改和祷告。
So when Nehemiah was repenting in his prayer, he was a true prayer of repentance.
他祷告不是在自己还在受苦的时候做悔改祷告。
He was not repenting while he was having a lot of suffering in the bad moment.
如果他在受罚在回这个打的时候悔改, 他可能是因为怕痛苦而悔改。
Maybe when he was repenting in his suffering, that's understandable because he wants his suffering to pass away.
但是今天他是在王宫一个很舒适、很安全、很安逸的一个情况底下，他悔改，他知道他和他的祖父和他的这个的同胞得罪了上帝，让上帝的心都碎。But
today he was repenting amidst a very comfortable life in the palace, and he was repenting not just for himself, but for his people who are in suffering.
所以但以理的祷告是以情以理在一起向上帝申诉。So
the prayer of Nehemiah actually has the heart of God, also has the mind of God in there.
而且这种的认罪祷告里面还带一点非常重要的。
And also there's another important point here.
就是为到上帝要带回他们到耶路撒冷那个愿景当中来祷告。
And he also is praying for that really big picture of going back to Jerusalem.
我祷告不是说我要脱离痛苦而已，我祷告要悔改，因为我要回到耶路撒冷，要回到上帝的心意中间。
So when I pray, not just because I want to be taken away from those suffering, I pray because I want to enter back into the hope, the promises of God.
但以理与上帝的心相连，与他的同胞的心相连。
Nehemiah and God's heart and his people's heart are all joined together.
虽然他住在 palace 里面。
Although he lives in the palace.
虽然他自己的生活非常的安逸。
Although he was living a good and comfortable life.
好了，讲到我们了。
Now talk about ourselves.
我们的苏珊城在哪里啊？
Well, where is our winter palace of Susa?
我们的王宫在哪里？
Where is our palace?
哪里冷气最舒服啊？
Where is the most beautiful and comfortable place here?
哪里下午可以 barbecue 啊？
Where is the place I can have a good barbecue stay?
哪里夏天我们可以去享受玩乐?
Where is a good summer place we can enjoy and have fun?
可能我们的生活方式包括这个教会就是苏珊城。
Maybe our lifestyle, maybe this church is that city of Susa.
但是有很多神的子民却在外面，他们的生活、属灵生命、夫妻的关系都是成瓦砾了。
But then there are many other peoples. Maybe it's their spiritual life, maybe it's their marriage, maybe it's their family life who are in rubbles.
但是我们却住在苏珊城里面，非常的舒服。
But then for us, we're living in the citadel of Susa, very comfortable.
谁能够有上帝的心呢？
Who can have the heart of God?
谁能够有上帝那种的带着应许的盼望呢？
Who can have the heart of God that brings hope and promises?
你的名字 是不是叫尼希米?
Is your name also called Nehemiah?
我们需要一个尼希米就够了。
All we need is one Nehemiah.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要一个尼希米就够。
We need one Nehemiah.
但是我问的,
But then what I'm asking is,
Which one are you?
你们这里谁是这个人呢？
It took one Nehemiah to change the nation. But where are you?
我们只需要一个尼希米就可以把这个整个国家改变。你在哪儿？
Many Christians out there, they are backslidden.
很多的基督徒都这个灵命退后了。
And our neighbors are, they have the material world, but their heart is seeking for the meaning of life.
我们的邻居他们虽然舒服，但是他们的心都在找这个答案，生命的答案。
And honestly speaking, many of the people's marriage or family or life is all broken down into rubbles.
老实说，很多人的这个婚姻，他们的家庭的生活都在破碎的。
It takes a Nehemiah to stand up for them and pray to God and move himself out of action.
我们只需要一个尼希米站在这个破口当中为他们去祷告。
最后，祷告里面也有行动。
And in the prayer, there is the action, the feet of God.
当这个尼希米在明白上帝和他的情和上帝的理的时候，他已经决定有行动。
When we have understand the heart and the mind of God in prayer, then comes the feet of God in prayer.
他跟上帝是一个 team.
And he is one team with God.
上帝有他的责任，尼希米有他的责任。
God has his responsibilities, and so does Nehemiah.
尼希米说：“上帝，我会计划。”
And Nehemiah said, "I've got a plan."
我会拿出一张纸来，好好的计划，然后拿起我的这个的行事历，我来算一下我的日子，还有我的时间，还有我的假期，我都算好了。我这是我可以做的。
And he said, "God, I'm going to take out my calendar, my outlook, and everything. I'm going to do a plan and see what are the things I can afford to do."
但是我不能做的。
But then he said, "Whatever I cannot do, God."
就是当我去见这个王帝的时候，王帝的心我不能控制。上帝，这是你的工作了。
And what I cannot do is when I go see my king, I cannot control his heart. You are the one who's going to move him.
尼希米最后把他的行动和自己的生命摆在上帝和他之间的一个合作的关系里面。
And later on, Nehemiah put his action and his life based on this partnership he has with God.
紧紧的相扣。
And the two of them connected deeply together.
所以尼希米在十一节里面说，他说：“主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。”
That's why in verse 11, that's how Nehemiah prayed. He said, "Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor.In the presence of the king.
尼希米因为服侍这个亚达薛西王，他去服侍这个王，他也很了解需要上帝给他 favor， 好像他要这个王的 favor 一样，他非常的了解。
Nehemiah understood that this king whom he served, and he needs God to grant him favor before this man, just as how he had got favor before God.
中文有一句话大家都明白，叫做万事俱备，然后怎么样，只欠东风。万事俱备就人可以做了，我一切都做好了，但东风在哪里？没有东风去不了，人就是俱备，东风是自然，是上帝的手在推动的。
In Chinese there's this proverb that says all the sails are ready, all we need is the wind to start blowing it. And what it means is that everything we have is ready, we just need the hand of God to put it into action.
弟兄姐妹，我们还没有万事俱备，我们还要预备自己，先预备自己。
But since have we really been prepared? We need to prepare ourselves.
我们不要做一个自私的人。
Let's not be a selfish person.
要把我们的耳朵知道在这个墙外面的声音是什么。
Let our ears be attentive, be open to the things beyond these four walls.
我们需要祷告，知道上帝的情。
We need to pray and understand the passion of God's heart.
我们祷告要知道上帝心里所想的理是什么。
We need to know what's going on in the mind of God.
最后，我们也要知道，我们祷告里面也要献上自己的行动。
And we also need that in our prayer, we need to give up ourselves to God to prepare for action.
有了这些的万物俱备之后，我们祷告说：“上帝，只欠东风。”
When these sails are all prepared and ready, all we need to do is, Lord, come and send us your wind.
我们一起做一个的祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求你激动我们的心。
Please come and touch our hearts.
我们现在完全的明白尼希米为什么会对他的人民有这样的一种的情。
Now we understand more and more why Nehemiah has a kind of passion for his people.
求你更加让我们懂得你的心和你做事的方法。
Help us to understand what is on your heart and the way you do things.
更加让我们每一个人再次的在我们自己人生的瓦砾中间能够重建。
And let us be rebuilt from the rubbles of our lives.
我们个人对神你的关系。
Our relationship with you, God.
显示在每一天跟神亲近的时间，在灵修的里面。
Let us be devoted towards the daily moments we spend with you in your word and prayer.
我们可能在每一天跟神亲近的时间当中，这已经变成瓦砾了。
Maybe the moments that we spend with God every day has become rubbles.
可能我们夫妻的关系
，Maybe the relationship we have with our spouses
也开始摇动。
And has it shaking now?
我们之间的关系不再那么紧密。
We're not that intimate anymore.
有很多的瓦砾。
And there's a lot of rubbles coming down.
主啊，我们需要拾起这些瓦砾，重建这样一个保护的城墙。
Oh Lord, we need you to come and rebuild the walls in our marriage.
天父上帝，我们在我们中间有一些人，我们在主日里面，我们失去了这个的保守。
And Lord, there are those of us who are in on the Sunday, we have lost your protection.
我们没有守你自己的主日的时间，我们实在看到自己的这种敬拜的瓦砾，也是需要重建。
We have not been faithful in attending, coming into worship you, and we see rubbles on our Sunday worship.
求天父从我们开始，带着我们家人的手一起来敬拜你。
Please hold our hands, our family's hands together to come and worship you as one.
重建神的子民，重建神的圣殿。
Come and rebuild your people. Come and rebuild your temple, O Lord.
重建神给我们的城墙
，to rebuild the walls that God has given us，
坚固的城墙
，the fortifying walls。
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名
，in Christ's name we pray，
阿门
，amen。
Let's continue to worship the Lord by holy communion。